If you were born in East London, you've probably got a pretty distinctive accent, and it probably doesn't sound much like this.
Hello, art lovers.
Today I'm a screever, and as you can see, a screever's an artist of highest degree. And it's all me own work from my own memory.
Yeah, old memories of Dick Van Dyke's notoriously appalling take on Cockney. Here's voice and dialect coach Leith McPherson to help us do a better job.
Hello. How's it going?
Right. It's going well. Oh, it's one of these.
We're going straight to London. Right. Now, London, I mean, it's a big place. There's lots of different accents you can hear within London, and it's really sort of changing a lot over time. But I'm going to give you a couple of key sounds to make you fit in, all right? When you're going down for like if you're having a boiled bagel or something on Brick Lane, all right? You want to fit in. So I'm going to give you a couple of key sounds about that. So first thing is about space. We're going to talk about space of the, like, what sort of shape your mouth's got. And I'd like you to imagine, actually, Michael, that your lips are three times as big as they currently are.
Oh, enormous lips.
Yeah, I want you to imagine you're a bit sort of Mick Jagger. All right.
All right. I'm doing my Mick Jagger lips.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, am, all right. Yeah. So everything sort of comes a bit forward.
Yeah.
And like someone who is lip reading you. So like if there are people outside the studio right now, they can actually lip read you really well. What you find around the UK is that the places that have a lot of factory workers, right, a lot of places that have a really industrial sort of past, often tend to have accents where you can lip read, which is a necessity. The accent kind of emerged from that, the ability to communicate across a really noisy floor through the lip reading because you couldn't hear each other. All right. So that's the first thing. You want to sort of bring your lips forward and get them really nice and flappy, really get them moving. And the other thing I'd like you to talk about is a bit of resonance, all right? So I'd like you to imagine you've got a bit of a head cold, all right?
Right.
You just got a little bit stuffed up there. You know, you just kind of, you know, like I had when I lived in London, it was all a bit, you know, clogged, a bit smoggy. You know, you don't want to sort of have a lot going through your nose. All right. So I want you to, have you got that kind of feeling?
Yeah.
You might want to rest, you know, rest your fingers on the sides of the bridge of your nose like that a bit and just kind of, you know, all right, there's nothing going on in there. Like you've got a bit of a head cold. Just feel like you're a bit stuffed up. All right. So the next thing I'd like you to do, I want to talk about a couple of vowels, and I'm going to go straight to double vowels with this accent. So it's going to be things like ow.
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 Yeah. So in Australian, we said ow, ow, where we round it off with our lips. Ow, like loud. And here we're just going to keep it sort of open, like you're capturing someone mid-photograph. Loud.
Loud.
Yeah, that's very good, Michael. Loud. Well done. Loud.
Loud.
Yeah. So you're talking really loud.
You're talking really loud.
Yeah, really good, Michael. Well done. Or like frown. Turn that frown upside down.
A frown, looking angry.
Yeah, lovely.
Frown.
Yeah, that's really good. So you don't round your lips in that way. You kind of have the feeling like you get stuck halfway through the words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Well done. So the next thing I want to do is talk about the, I'm going to talk about the A sound.
A.
And this is a really strong move. So like if we're in Australian, it might be A. And here it's A.
A.
So you drop your jaw straight down and then you take it all the way up. A.
A.
Yeah, lovely. So like face.
Face.
Yeah, you've got a lovely face.
You've got a lovely face.
Yeah, that's really good, Michael. Like this is a lovely place to be.
This is a lovely place to be.
Place to be.
Place to be.
Yeah, lovely. So you might want to take your hand up, almost like a little bit of a puppet.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, this is a lovely place to be.
This is a lovely place to be.
Yeah, good. Well done. So you're really chopping your jaw open for that A sound. That's really good. Well done.
I noticed too you say Michael.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for picking that up. Yeah. Consonants. Let's talk about a couple of consonant sounds. So L's on the ends of words, what we call terminal L's because they happen at the ends of words, they actually become rounded to an U sound. So let's try the word feel.
Feel.
Let's try people.
People.
Let's try little.
Little.
Which takes us to another consonant sound, which is what's called your glottal. So instead of saying little, we're saying little.
Little.
Yeah, really good. Butter.
Butter.
Let's try middle.
Middle.
For that terminal L sound, let's try feel. Oh, I did that already.
Feel.
That's nice. So the other thing you might be noticing that I'm doing is that my TH sounds might go. So I'm not saying think, I'm saying think.
More like a F.
Yeah.
Think.
Like an F. Like
more
a
like
straight,
a think. Straight,
yeah. I think that's good.
I think that's good.
Yeah, nice.
Do you know why this is giving me trouble, this one? I don't know whether you can feel this. Because
in my mind, I have the Artful Dodger.
Oh, yeah.
From Dickens. And I'm thinking of that as sort of taking the piss, as kind of mocking the accent. And I'm having trouble stepping to the accent and owning it.
No.
Because of that reluctance to mock.
I understand that. And it's really, I think it's always really important, no matter how big your character is that the actor's playing, that you find truth with it. And if you're thinking about something like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins, I mean, of course you're going to feel like this is just a dog's breakfast, like you're really not giving it justice. But, I mean, this is what I'm giving you are actually key components of the accent. Doesn't mean that everyone who has this accent will do them, but it's legitimately, authentically part of the accent, everything we're doing. So then it's just about talking with truth. You know, it's talking from your art. So you feel like you're going, well, sorry, I need to put the H back in for you to understand what I mean. Talking from your heart, yeah? So you feel like you're actually, like, communicating something rather than just sticking a fancy headdress on. You actually want to be feeling like you're trying to communicate, which is what you're always trying to do with accents.
So, Leith, what do you say as a person who trains actors if you get an actor who's actually reluctant to perform an accent because of that argument that you shouldn't be being other people, you know, they should speak for themselves?
It's a fraught issue. And I've worked with a lot of actors who, for example, might be Filipino, but they're put up for a Japanese character, or they are Indian, but they're put up for an Arabic character, because the kind of casting that people do is so generalized and so unspecific it's changing, which is the good thing. It's changing to a point where we have more actors in the industry who can actually represent their own cultures. But while we are trying to tell stories that require representation by someone who isn't from that culture, you're always going to have that act of transformation. And in that act of transformation, if it's done with integrity and respect, then you should be on solid ground.
Well, it's a good spot to end. Leith, thank you for being my guest.
My pleasure.
Leith McPherson, and she comes into the studio from time to time to teach us a new accent. She's a voice and dialect coach who works particularly at the Victorian College of the Arts.